When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
When you play with fever, you might get burned. This week on the podcast, Diane Ho's The Fever.
Welcome to Teen Creeps, the podcast that discusses YA pulp fiction. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Kaytai.
I'm another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent.
And we are reading a book with an almost unforgivable tagline. That was so stupid. Diane Ho's The Fever.
When you play with fever, you might get burned.
You know, that saying that we took.
Bad.
Bad.
Very bad.
How dare you?
Really, really, really bad. Okay. Look. I actually took notes while reading this book because I had a lot of theories. I was very paranoid reading this book.
You were paranoid?
I thought literally every person was the killer.
Well, that's because it really could have been any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the end, it was.
Do you want me to read the Goodreads thing? Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. Duffy has also her name is Duffy.
So please forgive. Please forgive us. Please forgive us
for what we're about to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Please forgive us. We know exactly what we're about to do.
Duffy has a mysterious fever that has robbed her of her strength and left her helpless in her hospital bed. Now she's beginning to suffer from delirious dreams. Or did she really witness a murder? Only the murderer knows for sure, and that makes Duffy the next victim.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Look, I think that if the killer never tried to murder Duffy, I think they could have gotten away with it.
Yes, 100%. She wasn't ever going to figure it out. Nobody was supporting this story she had about hearing somebody in the room with her. Everybody was like completely discounting everything she said as being because of this mysterious fever, which they never explain and isn't the flu because it doesn't work like the flu. Why can't they figure this out? What is wrong with Duffy?
It's also
that's what
funny
I wanna
because
know. Whose real name is Dorothy. Other, how is this nickname? Who is the perpetrator of this crime? Of giving her the nickname Duffy from Dorothy.
Also, the name we find out that her real name is Dorothy at like 99% of the book being done.
Yes. By a super bitchy nurse who I then thought was the, and I really would have actually respected the book for this, like a nameless older bitchy nurse, not one of the 500 high school students who work at this hospital.
Oh my God.
Why do so many high school students work at this hospital? Want to be a doctor? Everybody wants to get their medical degree. And so everybody, like truly five different characters are volunteering at this hospital. There's Cynthia, Derek. Well, I guess Smith is older, but that makes three. Jane is just there because she's her best friend. And Amy.
Also, like it's.
But that's too many kids who want to work in medicine.
And they're
who are traipsing into her room at every hour of the day.
They all hang out there all the time. And they're always like, we don't have time for this, Duffy. But I'm like, but there's so much downtime.
You clearly do.
All you do is hang out in her room.
Not a doctor. You're not
also,
a doctor.
Also, okay, they act like doctors. Like they do things that I feel like volunteers shouldn't do.
100%. They should not be like giving pills or taking temperature. They're like, they should all be like orderlies.
Right. Or they should
Derek
be like,
is
you know,
an orderly, I think.
Doing paperwork or whatever. Derek.
Yeah, it's admin who's stuff. Derek? You should be entering. That's the boy that broke up with Amy for Duffy, who Jane is also
Dylan.
Oh, you're right.
Dylan.
Whatever. Dylan, Derek, it's all the same. 90s D name boy.
Right. And Smith. Okay, so Duffy has a lot of love interests.
I hate Duffy. I hate Duffy. She's a giant pain in the ass bitch who is hateful to everybody all
the
time.
She's so mean and caustic. That word Diane Ho loves to write, caustic.
Caustic.
Also, but yeah, okay, she has a lot of love interests. There is another thing that I noticed, that it's just really weird that they're keeping her in the hospital for like a low-grade fever. Like, that's very weird to me. Like, why is she overnighting in this hospital?
Well, it's like Diane Ho is like, well, if I never tell them the temperature, then I can keep her there as long as I want.
Yeah, and also
because it's like, I guess she's supposed to always have 104 fever, but if she never tells us that, she never has to explain how she's still alive or speaking.
Yeah, and why, like, she isn't able to do anything in this book.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if she did have a 104 degree fever the entire time, then she would
be truly dying.
Yeah,
you can't have
dying.
That high a
I've
fever
had 104
for that long.
Yeah. I've had 104. I was fucking hallucinating. It was really bad.
It makes sense when they bring her in, because it was super high and she was hallucinating and talking about things that weren't happening. But she's not like that the whole time.
She seems fine, honestly. She seems fine.
Also, this hospital makes no sense to me. It's like a super old school hospital. And my favorite part was this, when she finally convinces them to let her like go outside for
a while. Oh my God. I was dying in this part.
They put her in and they also only have old wooden wheelchairs.
Like some Shutter Island shit. Like,
yes,
they put her in this like secret garden, like the little boy that
fucking Colin, like, in Secret Garden.
Yeah, like
cousin
old
Colin
ass wheelchair, which I feel like that's not humane. Like, you need to have up to date wheelchairs. You cannot be giving them these like rickety ass.
Absolutely
like, Victorian
ridiculous.
Child.
This is a fucking for-profit hospital.
Yeah.
No. This is not a university hospital. No. This is not Kaiser.
No. We're looking at, what, Cedars-Sinai? Is that for-profit? Is that something?
Yeah, that's for sure for-profit.
Okay, yeah. This is like a Cedars-Sinai situation. But
so they leave her at the top of at this hill, just chilling. And she goes, or the narration, I guess, is like, The lake was really like the only nice thing about the hospital grounds. And I was like, grounds?
Yeah, I know.
Hospital, the lake that this poor hospital had? Why does this hospital have a lake? What are you talking about, a lake? What are you talking about, hospital grounds?
Yeah, it truly seems like.
It's like she's at like an old tuberculosis hospital in the 1920s.
It's very, like, I'm going to mention Shutter Island again. It just has that vibe of, like,
it's Shutter Island.
Like, full grounds. Okay, and it's riddled with boys. And one of the boys, I can't remember, I think it's Smith that says this to her. So the thing with Smith is he's older, he's hot, he, all the
didn't
girls
get there
like
until,
him.
Until, like, this year.
Yes, he's recently there.
Just like, why would you move to this small town?
Right. Right. And that's like something that she kind of is like, oh my God, why would you move here? And he has, he's one of the boy options. There's like four boy options or like three. I guess Kit's not really an option. Because the second, I mean, I knew Kit was dead. I knew Kit was dead.
As soon as it was like, instantly. Oh, he went to California. I was like, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kit. You're dead. But, okay, so Smith tells her, and I had to take this note because I was like, can you imagine if someone told you you looked like beach garbage? Because that's what he tells.
It's, like, very specific and cruel.
Very cruel. Beach garbage?
But also that's funny.
It's hilarious. But she's like, it's funny because she's like, ugh, I hate Smith, but I can't deny the sexual pull of pranks. Like, when she finds out he does pranks, she's like, shit, I just got really wet.
Deny how fucking slippery when wet, I get.
Yeah.
When we are discussing a prank.
And she's like, shit, like, they're like, oh my God, like, one of the girls working there is like telling her about one of Smith's like pranks that he did, where they're like, he stole a skeleton and he put it in a bed. And she's like, whoa, I'm gonna have to stop you right there.
I don't want to hear any more because I'm determined for no good reason to dislike this man. And if you tell me a single other fucking prank, I will rise up out of this bed and jump this boy's bones immediately. Speaking of bones, I will jump his and there will be boners.
So this is the chemistry we're supposed to be like, oh, okay, because they're both prank people, because she has done pranks as well. And this comes in later for some reason. I don't really get why she doesn't tell. Like, I know she's thinking that she's protecting her friend, but I don't really see how that protects her friend.
I think it's just for shenanigan purposes.
Yeah, and to like keep her alone.
Yeah, because there's to keep her isolated. And also maybe because otherwise she would have had to have Jane not believe her either.
Yeah, and I think
it would be like, yeah, really, even Jane isn't going to listen to her.
Yeah. But the good thing about Jane is that she's a hot, chubby best friend.
I really appreciated that. I loved that. And she also dresses fucking insane.
Okay, the shirt that says, what is it?
Go ahead, make my day. Give me a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. I'm really sad because my notes aren't populating. But Jane. Yeah, that really good shirt.
Mm-hmm. And she's wearing it with like some pink petal pushers or something. She's always super matchy.
Yeah.
This place takes place in 1992.
Yeah, it's great. So the way that like all the different boys like compete for her attention is that they just like save her in different ways. Like she almost falls down an elevator shaft.
Just take turns saving her.
Yeah. And then, okay, I was anti-Dylan from the get-go, but like, and I know that the character smartly is like, I will never forgive you. But like, I truly thought that the way Dylan acted was completely unforgivable at the end.
It's just everybody was not gaslighting her, but their denial of her reality was so severe that it was as though they were all in on it.
Yeah, I literally wrote, the amount that they're not believing her makes them insane at this
point. Particularly when she brought up that medication that they knew was missing.
Oh my God.
She overheard the doctor say, we are missing a bottle of dioxin.
Yeah.
Dioxin.
Or dioxin.
I'll just say
it's like a heart medication.
It's a heart medication.
And
she overhears him saying this to a nurse and saying like what the symptoms of taking it would be if you don't need it.
Yeah.
And Duffy's like, oh shit, I have those symptoms. And she says it to Amy. And the fact that Amy won't even fucking mention this to anyone is unbelievable.
Yeah. And then she tries to tell her doctor too, and he's like she doesn't she's like smart about it this time, where she's not like, I think I have the wrong meds, but she's like, I feel really weird taking these. And he's like, yeah, that's just the antibiotics working in your body. And she's like, okay. And the other thing that makes me mad is that everybody in the hospital, okay, even if they think she's straight up crazy, like fever dream lady, she's running around. She's running around this entire hospital and just they're just like, oh, well, she's like a difficult patient. Like, it's not even like they need to get control of the situation, and they're not doing. There's so many people that work at this hospital, and I feel like there's three patients, and yet they're like, we're just too busy to deal with her.
Well, it's like so many people work at this hospital, but all of those people are teenagers.
They're all
where
teenagers.
Are the fucking actual employees of this hospital? This we meet one like doctor and like one nurse, and the nurse is a fucking bitch, and the doctor is also a fucking bitch.
Yes, and it has a vibe of like Magic Mountain. Like you go, like it's all teenagers. They don't give a shit.
The trash is not being emptied on time.
No,
they do not care about your funnel cake.
No, 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 no. And so her doctor, too, is young, skinny, has an earring,
beard,
dresses cool. He has a beard. He's not your typical doctor.
But is a dick, like your typical doctor.
Dick, complete dick. So dismissive, like a typical doctor. I was so
confused as to why he, like, looks like that, but doesn't act any different than a typical doctor.
It was just, like, flavor, I guess, of this guy, of this doctor. But, okay, so there's, like, many different ways which she is attempted murdered. And the person that's trying to murder her is very bad at trying to murder her. Because I feel like it'd be really easy to murder somebody in a hospital.
She's constantly weak.
Yeah.
She's extremely weak.
Yeah.
Also, why does she only ever try to murder her when she gets up?
Yeah.
Like, she murder her it. In her bed.
Yeah, murder her in her bed.
I literally mean, the dioxin was a really good idea.
The dioxin was a good idea. I think, honestly, she could, like, when she had that IV in her arm, like, just put some fucking air. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
how she get killed Kit. So why not? You know, if something works, again. Stick with it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But instead, she's trying to do all this crazy shit, like drown her in a shower. And like, what was the other thing? She tries to smother her with a pillow. She tries to drown her in the shower. She tries.
The drown in the shower is the funny one. She tries to push her wheelchair down the hill.
And down into a lake.
The thing about this.
Right.
Duffy, not disabled.
No.
If your wheelchair starts to tip down a hill, put your feet down.
Yeah.
Put your feet down and stand up, and then the chair can't keep going.
I know. And I liked the one line. I liked the one line where she's like, oh, I was just like so scared I froze, which fine. Sure. I don't want to victim blame. If you get pushed down a super steep hill, almost into a lake, you didn't deserve it. And it gave her an opportunity to be saved by Dylan.
I'll say this. It's like, at that point, I didn't think she deserved it. But when she got up to take a shower, I was like, you know what? I hope this bitch dies.
You, okay, so then she goes to take a shower and she gets all of her like little items. And one of them is a safety razor. And also, here's the other thing. Everybody in this hospital, A, a teenager, B, covered in cuts. Everyone's got cuts. And yep. she's like,
everybody cut themselves.
Everybody got cut. So she goes into this shower and everyone is like, you cannot shower. And she's like, I just think it'll make me feel better. And they're like, no, we cannot let you shower. So then she has to sneak to go shower. So she does. Someone turns off the lights. There's always some bullshit happening to her where like something happens and she's like, oh. Is someone behind me? And then someone is behind her.
And then she's like, oh, does someone have their knee in my back?
Yeah. Am I drowning?
Someone does have their knee in her back.
Yeah.
And then the same thing kind of happens when they're trying to like smother her. Yes. She's like, oh, it's like someone is sitting on me. But like, you would fully know if someone's sitting.
Yeah. I mean, I get like, it.
As if.
Right. I mean, I know that she's just been hypodermic needled by that, which complete nightmare, right? That is so scary.
Complete nightmare, right? You're right. Am I right?
Can you imagine? Okay. You think that you have been almost murdered like 20 times, and then the hospital's response to it is to be like approaching scary nurse with the hypodermic needle, and the person that you thought you trusted, Dylan, the fact that Dylan respond like, this is the thing. Dylan believed her enough to call her friend to ask about the test on the pills. And yet, in the meantime, he was like, nurse, I think we need to sedate her because she's hallucinating. Like, you could not forgive
know
Dylan.
No, when someone is hallucinating, she's too fucking present.
Yeah.
She's too present.
Yeah.
This isn't like somebody having a specific, like, this isn't a psychotic break she's having.
No, but everyone's treating it like it, even though.
Well, but I mean, like, there's a difference between even, like, the hallucinations of, like, a psychotic break and the hallucinations of a fever patient. Like, a fever patient is a very different vibe. And so they should know the difference.
They're doctors. Well, I guess they're teenagers.
They're teenagers. They're students.
They're students. I also got really confused about, like, all of the different possible motives. So here's the list of people I thought who could have done it. My second note was Amy did it. I thought Amy.
I thought but she was making it seem the most like Amy did it.
Amy, I thought Amy for sure. And then I was like, maybe Dylan. And then I was like, maybe Jane. And then I was like, okay, maybe Cynthia. I think the only person
I never suspected Cynthia, which is, I guess, why it ended up being Cynthia.
Okay, do you want to know?
Cynthia was such a non-entity.
Do you want to know my theory about Cynthia we got to the end and heard her reason? Her
real confession.
Okay, so there's this part where they're describing Cynthia and they're like, Cynthia had such clear skin. She looked so neat, but she did have wrinkles around her eyes. So she looked older than 17. I was like, she's 42. She's pretending to be a teenager.
She flunked out of medical school. She's assumed a new identity.
Yes.
To retry medical school. She's starting high school up.
Yes.
She's a student volunteer.
I truly thought that for a moment, but then
she's 42. No. She has two children.
Yes. Gerald and math. And
Gerald and math. And her husband, King. And they are very happy, but she's very disappointed. She's starting to lose it.
Well, because she also has been keeping this whole thing a secret from her husband. So she tells her husband she's going to work, but really she's going to high school.
King has no idea.
He still thinks
that she works at that pharmaceutical company. Yeah. And she's like, no, I don't want to sell pharmaceuticals. I want to actually help heal people.
Yeah.
And he like... just he is not paying close enough attention.
No,
he's got a work
wife. Got his own thing.
He's got a crush.
He has an emotional affair. He's been having an emotional affair.
Yes, exactly. Name, weirdly, also Cynthia.
Also Cynthia, which actually works out for him because he doesn't get the names mixed up or anything. And I think that's what drew him to her to begin with. Was her name?
Mm-hmm. And she actually looks her age, which he finds attractive.
Right, because he's
sort
like,
of disturbed by. how young his wife looks. He feels gross when they have sex now because he feels like so much older than her.
Right.
Because she truly looks 17, except for the bags are under her eyes.
Right. Except for the bags under her eyes. So he makes her cover the rest of her face when they have sex. Well, it's a tough relationship.
It's really hard. It's really hard. And anyway, that's why she killed Duffy's best friend.
Then I was like, maybe, because as I was reading, I was coming up with all these theories. I was like, maybe, because you know how the old man that died, he had a scholarship. And I was like, well, she's really like type A go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she wanted the scholarship and like Kit got it instead or something like that.
That's what I thought too. Or like because he was so smart that he was somehow competition, even though like that didn't really make any sense. But it made sort of even less sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not really get what happened. I'm going to be honest. I think she accidentally switches the charts between him and another patient. And he's allergic to penicillin, so they accidentally gave him penicillin, this old man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she just, like, set the chart in a different place. But she is right that, like, the nurse should have noticed the fucking wrong name on the chart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is not her fault.
No.
She would have been, like, fired from the hospital, and they wouldn't have given her a good referral, sure.
I know, but everything like, has to be perfect
she
for her,
did not have to murder a man.
Also,
to cover her tracks murder a classmate to cover those tracks.
Because that's going to be worse 100%. For her career. Because
that actually is murder.
That actually is murder, whereas this is just, it's like an accident. Mm-hmm. I feel like these books do this a lot where it's like, oh, I did an accidental kill. Someone else told me I had to report it. So I killed them.
Yep.
And then now you're on to me. So I'm going to kill you.
People love doing that.
They love to do that because that was that one with the boy on the bike. Remember that? On the like that part of the road where all the kids maybe die. And it was like the girl's friend fell off that cliff type thing.
Oh, the deer? Where the deer are?
No, it wasn't a short story. It was There's a path that like all the kids know not to take because like you could fall off and die, but everybody takes the path anyway. And this girl, the book starts with her being like, "Oh, I could swear I heard the basketball bouncing because my neighbor." It's where she has the videotape that has the murder on it. And she is willed this box by the dead boy.
Oh.
And then she doesn't watch the video for most of the book. No, it was just me and you.
Really?
Yeah.
There were two videotape episodes?
Yeah. That doesn't sound right. Was it with Omar?
I think it was with Omar. I think it was.
And she doesn't watch the videotapes for a very long time.
Yeah. She's like given this tape and the
tapes. Oh, yes, it was with Omar. Yes,
switched out.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's like a soap opera.
And then she gets like trapped in the closet at the school.
Yes, 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 yes. Because it's like that's where the tapes are stored.
Oh, and she keeps getting roses?
Yeah. We did that episode with Omar.
Okay, yeah, with Omar. Okay.
Yeah. I forget what it was called, though.
It was something like the Silent Witness.
Really? Wow. It didn't have the
Silent Witness. That's what it was.
Didn't have tape in it? That's stupid.
No.
It should have had tape in it. Should have had tape or recording or VCR in the title.
Yeah. Yeah. I just call it the tape.
Well, no wonder we couldn't remember.
No. Yeah. Why did I bring that up?
People actually killing people to cover up things that weren't truly their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If there's something like questionable about your actions, you don't need to murder a whole one or two people.
Also, okay, obviously show policy is that if you accidentally kill someone, you should like turn yourself in, but look, I'm saying if you're smart and if you're trying to like, if let's say you do an accident murder, okay, and someone comes up to you and they're like, I'm gonna report you if you don't report yourself, and you're like, and you get the urge. This is what I'm going to say. If you get the urge to then murder that person, tamp it down, run away, go to another state, go to another country, adopt a new name, and then now you have a new life.
Or just fucking deny it because it's their word against you. And I will also, I will absolutely say, though, is if you witness something and you have the urge to tell someone, hey, don't, if you don't go come forward with this or I will, don't do that. Just go to the fucking cops. You clearly want to go to the cops. They clearly do not want to go to the cops. They're going to be very upset by you trying to force the issue.
Yeah, don't
just go to the fucking cops.
Like, why on earth? Or here's what you do. Start rumors. Go talk to all these
even
people.
Better.
Like, and this, okay, but then alternately, if you are the other person and let's say you're going with the denial thing, you start rumors. You start rumors about how crazy this other person is. Like, they're so, they've always been jealous of you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Plant evidence. Yeah.
Yeah. Just start talking about like, oh my God, last week Kit asked me out and I said no. And he said he'd find a way to make me pay.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh my God.
And then it's like, he goes to the cops and you're like, hello, remember how I was telling everybody last week?
Yeah, get ahead of it.
He's a fucking vengeful incel?
Yeah.
Lo and behold.
Wow, I can't believe.
Wow.
Can you believe?
Wow, okay. This is, believe women.
Wait, what was the thing that we read where she was like, see, they're all trying to turn against me and was like planting stuff? Oh, this was the one we just did like two episodes ago. Where she has the lipstick.
Oh,
and she's
Killer's
artsy.
Kiss.
Yeah, like Killer's Kiss, where you like.
Yeah, just fucking set them up.
Set them up. So
set them up.
You
Knock
are the
down.
Victim now. You are the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Just like.
Yeah.
Like, and like entrap them into saying like things to you. You know what I'm saying? Like make, like push their buttons in the right way so that they like freak out and scream at you. And then that looks like really bad. And have that happen in public.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my
murder
God.
Murder should be a last resort.
Oh my God. Totally.
I'm just saying,
maybe
that's a controversial statement, but murder should be a last resort. Yeah. Unless you are an evil dictator and then you have to end the bloodline.
Oh, for
then
sure.
Then it should be go to.
Right.
Then you
right.
should just like murder a whole family.
That's the first step.
Yeah. You first, if eliminate, you're an evil dictator, yeah. murder a whole family.
Yeah.
If you're a person, last resort.
Right.
Not even one.
Yeah. Well, it just depends on what's your goal. What's your goal?
You were gonna say. Yeah.
Is your goal.
What's your 5-year plan?
Yeah. Is your goal to strike fear in the hearts of your enemies and become like rise to power and have no one question you?
Uh-huh.
Then you need to eliminate the bloodline of anyone that could stand mm-hmm. against you.
And the bloodline.
And the bloodline. But
if your goal is to get into college.
Yeah. If your goal is to get into college, like you should just gaslight everybody.
Just gaslight.
Deny.
Yes. Gaslight, set up evidence to the contrary.
Yes.
Like plant seeds that your accuser is. Yeah.
Is that they're vengeful. They just have like
grooming.
Yeah. Yeah. Like people. Like plant.
Get them canceled.
Plant seeds in them that like they have a history with the person who died. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, and it can be word of mouth. You can be like, you know, I heard that. Oh, it was so sad about how that person died, but I heard that Duffy, like, they had a messy breakup. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, things weren't always. Because, oh, my God, her and Kit have a history.
Yeah.
So if you're Cynthia, you can just be like, oh, man, I heard. Oh, this is the other. You could be like, oh, my gosh. Duffy talks in her sleep. And she was saying, like, you know, how much she resented Kit. And all this stuff for like skipping a grade and leaving her behind and stuff.
Yeah. And not saying goodbye.
And like she was always jealous of, or she always like, she was obsessive about him. Like, why do you think they were such close friends? And like, why do you think he up and decided to go to California to get away from her?
And actually the reason they never dated wasn't Duffy. It was Kit.
It was because Kit wasn't interested in her.
There are just like myriad ways to not kill either of them, really.
Right. And I know that he wasn't interested in her because he told me when he was fingering me.
We were just having some light conversation while
we were just talking about like
in the act,
like people that like bother us. And
yeah,
so
I just like
that.
Really don't like silence.
I will do any. I'll kill someone.
I never feel like killing anyone.
I never felt
like that. And I wonder what it feels like. And I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. Do I feel afraid for my life? Yes.
Yes. But do I feel afraid for someone else's life because of me? No.
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 I would never.
What?
So anyway.
Yeah. So that's what she should have done.
That's what she should have done.
She should have gaslit everybody.
Just like fucking her word against Kit. Set him up. It's like, this is a revenge thing.
Yeah.
They've already identified the nurse who actually is at fault.
Yeah.
You're
okay,
fine.
Wait. So her first step should have been, because, okay, so there's many steps. Because, like, now, once she got herself to Kit's dead, she should have immediately enacted Gaslight Duffy plan.
Operation Gaslight.
Operation Gaslight
Dorothy. Operation Surrender Dorothy.
But then, before the killing Kit, she should have, her versus Kit about the old man. Plant a seed about how Kit always hated the old man because, like, he was supposed to get the scholarship and, like, he never got it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Easy peasy. Easy peasy beautiful cover girl.
Oh, also all the boys are different in different ways. Like,
they're so different. Definitely tell them apart.
Okay, so Dylan is hot and jacked.
He is smart but not quick.
Right.
And a football player.
Yeah, he's buff. And then Smith is taller, confident, kind of walks kind of swanky. That's how he walks around. And then Kit, who is dead. But when we first see
Kit is dead. That's how you know Kit.
Kit is dead.
Kit is never present.
Kit's thing is
And that's
that
how
he's
you always
dead.
Know it's Kit, is that he's never there.
Yeah, he's never there.
You can tell Kit by his trademark being dead.
Yes. And Kit was a track boy, but Dylan was a football boy, and Smith is like an orderly, I guess. Like, that's his thing.
Smith is an older boy.
He's older.
Did not go to school with him.
Unclear about how much older.
Backstory, very iffy.
I mean, God, I hope he's not in his 30s. I really hope he's not.
Yeah, no, I think it was just like 21 or something, maybe.
Yeah, 20. I could see him being like 19 or 20.
But this place has been established as being like a very small town, so it does not make sense why he would move there.
No.
Who knows?
Like, why would he pick there to like become an orderly at this fucked up hospital?
Exactly.
And this hospital's very fucked up. Also, I feel like the book was trying to make us very scared of the morgue, but I felt nothing about the morgue.
I felt nothing about the hospital except for the people in it.
Yeah.
I was like, this hospital like, this hospital is clearly like a fucking castle, and you're trying to lie to me that it's bad, because bad hospital has a fucking hospital grounds with a lake where like families are playing.
Yeah, it's like visiting hours are
going on at this weird lake.
It definitely has like sanitarium vibes, like olden day, you know what I mean? Also, I'm gonna say, I forgot. oh, speaking of the hospital being whack, this is what I was gonna say. The hospital's vibes are very, have you seen Class Action Park?
No. But okay. I have heard of it.
For those who don't know,
I need to watch it.
I recommend it. It's great. It's just basically about this like water park that like people like died and like got really injured at, and it was like in the 80s in New Jersey, completely all kids working there, like teenagers working there. And it's that kind of vibe here. But it's also really wild that like she's not allowed to look at her own chart.
The fact that they will not tell her what her fucking fever is drives me insane.
Yeah. And also the only thing they let her eat is like thin soup.
Yeah. I was like, this whole hospital has fucking Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
Yes.
Everyone who works there. This is like Munchausen Hospital.
You know what soup I was picturing? You know, in Sixth Sense, Misha Barton's character has to like eat that poison soup, like that kind of shit.
I was just picturing straight up chicken broth. Like they're only giving this bitch broth.
Yeah. And it's like from the can.
And never
like
just telling her fucking temperature. And trying to murder her at every turn.
Yeah. Like she keeps being attempted murdered. And everyone literally, their first response is to be like, you are making it up or you hallucinated it. Like,
her reaction when like Smith saved her from going down the elevator shaft, that one is like, well, someone just switched the signs. That could have been fucking anything.
Yeah.
And she milks that shit for all it's worth. I was fucking annoyed with her theatrics about the elevator. Like,
okay, when
Smith
he's
pushes
her
in
later.
The elevator the next day, she's like shaking violently. She is having a fucking epileptic fit.
Yeah.
At being and pushed then, into this elevator. And I was like, Duffy, enough. Yeah.
Also, okay, like she was just being like, look, I know that adrenaline can like make people like horned out, but like she's like, oh my God, you saved me. Like she's so like, it adds to her feeling torn about being attracted to Smith because he saved her.
Mm-hmm.
And then later when he's supposed to be taking her outside and he's pushing her towards it and she's like, and then he's like, it's fine. I don't know how this is like supposed to make her feel better, but it does. And I didn't really understand it where he's like, don't worry. When I put you in the elevator, I'm going to like push you all the way into the wall. And she's like, good. And I was like, wait, I don't understand how that like.
I guess
her.
Just so she's as far away from the like opening as possible.
I guess, but like once you see that there's an elevator there, you're not afraid of falling.
And once you're like in the elevator,
You're in it.
It's not going to kick you out. It doesn't like eject you.
Yeah.
But I will say that just because you're in the elevator doesn't mean the elevator might not fucking break.
Right. It can drop.
So I can still see her being afraid of it, but the way in which she is afraid of it is just like too much. It is such a performance. I am so tired of all the attention this girl is getting.
I know. And especially because like all the guys are like competing to save her. And it's just very like rescue
everyone
me
loves
princess.
Duffy, and I do not see what they see in her.
What do they fucking see in her?
I truly don't know.
You're so
her
she's
cinnamon
not,
hair.
Yeah, her cinnamon hair.
She's not funny.
She's not smart.
She's not nice.
She's not even necessarily pretty. We don't know anything about her.
We just know she has cinnamon hair and she plays pranks.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel good. So she's not currently playing pranks.
And we never see her play pranks. She's very turned on by pranks. I don't think I've ever felt turned on by a prank.
Pranks are stupid. Pranks are always stupid. Always.
I just like to do little tricks and lies, which I've talked about before.
I just like to do little lies.
Like, yeah, just to see if someone will notice or like say anything.
Framing a man for murder.
Yeah, just like a funny little thing. Like, oh, can I get the cops to believe me? That's so funny.
They're just like the cops to believe that you killed the person I did.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Funny pranks.
Or just like little jokes or like little silly things like. Like sometimes I'll be like, oh, like, I had a big cardboard box and, Smokey jumped in it. And then he was like enjoying being in it. So I closed it and he was fine. He was whatever, but I brought it out and I was like, Micah, look at what came. And then Smokey was inside the box.
You're a dork.
So I do like little tricks like that. Or
you're
like,
not a dork for saying that. You're a dork for how you're introing it.
Okay, and then
I like to play little jokes,
little jokes. Okay, sometimes.
Fun.
Or I think I've talked about this one before, but like sometimes. Okay, it has to work at a buffet. It has to be somewhere that there's like easy access to drinks, because sometimes I'll get up and I'll be like, "Oh, do you want a cup of water?" And then I'll come back. It's a cup of milk. What are they gonna do?
That's
I just
prank.
Like to like
that's
waste people's time. I just want to like do
well,
a little.
That's what Duffy likes too.
Yeah.
She sets it up for her friend Jane to like show up to get tickets to a concert she's interested in, but like the concert isn't happening.
See, that is mean no though. I don't want
to
make
up. If you have to drive, if your prank involves making someone drive.
Yes, and I don't like a prank that is, like, public. Like, I don't like a prank that, like, makes someone look stupid in front of strangers. I don't like that. It's just, like, a little trick.
Just a little joke.
Yeah, make just a little tiny joke. Or, like, I know I've told this on the show. I know I have. But when I, like, my ex-boyfriend, we used to live together, and, like, I had spilled something on the floor, and so I was mopping it. And I didn't want like my shoes to get the like floor dirty again. Mm-hmm. So I put on one of his pairs of socks. Mm-hmm. And the reason I was over there and he wasn't there. Oh yeah, right. Because this was over at his place, and we hadn't moved in together yet. And I had put on a pair of socks, and I was there because the cable guy was coming, and I had to let him in.
And
he was at
him.
Work. So I killed him. And then I framed my ex. And that's why he's my ex.
So cute. Little fun prank.
But like, so I had these socks on. And then like, they were like dirty. They got dirty on the bottom from like, you know, mopping. And so I just took them off and I forgot about them. And I just left them on the floor. And then I left after the cable guy left. And then he texted me and he was like, why are there... He was like, ew, what are these like dirty men's socks? And I was like, oh, I don't know. That's really weird because I was like, I think they're the cable guy. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah. He said something. he said something about having to take off his shoes so that he like wouldn't get electrocuted because he needed to be grounded. And he was like, that's disgusting. What the fuck? He's like, it's just some random man's socks in my house. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know. It was really weird. They were gross. So I like didn't touch them. And then and he totally believed me. And so I let him think that for like.
How long did you let him think that?
Just like 2 hours. And then I was just like cackling for like 2 hours. And then eventually I was like, nah, I wore them. They were like gross. But he was just like, I like a prank where like the person is like,
no, I got
why are you doing this? Like, that's the only.
Well, that's sort like, of always okay. A prank though, is why are you doing why is like this happening?
Like the worst thing they're thinking. Not I'm really embarrassed or like whatever, but like just like why are okay. Like I like a prank where they're just like, oh, okay. Like I guess now I have a glass of milk. Like I like that kind of prank. Which I guess is not a prank. It's just a lie.
You like a why do I have milk now prank.
Yes, 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 yes. So like the worst thing that happens to them is now they have a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm. A why is this milk prank.
A why is this milk. Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly, exactly. But just like little things like that. I don't like public like embarrassment, humiliation. I don't like that.
Big time sucking errand.
No.
Like Miss Duffy.
Because I would feel bad if my friend drove across town, like wasted a day. Like, I would be like, oh, damn, that's a saint.
Because not only does she do it, but when she thinks it's a prank afterward, she's just like happy because that seems to her an indication that her friend is feeling better.
Seriously.
And I was like, Jane, you are a sweetheart. Jane? I hope Jane gets love. I hope she finds what she's looking for. I hope it's not Dylan. Eventually, like, I know it's Dylan now, but like, she'll find somebody else.
Oh my God. Also,
she's beautiful.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Duffy is surrounded by people who have such tragedy in their lives.
That's true. And meanwhile, because she doesn't. Kit, and she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Because Kit has this horrible thing where both of his parents fucking died. So then his uncle and aunt, who are like puritanical, like,
They are horrible. To announce to this child you adopted at the end of their high school career that, like, they can't go to college until they have paid off their debt of you raising them. For one thing, they have not a leg to stand on. They can't force you to do that.
No.
But what a horrible thing to even demand, regardless of whether they can enforce it. Awful.
Yeah.
So yeah,
and they're so awful. And then Jane has the thing with like her mom died and like she's always been looking for like acceptance and for someone to love her because she doesn't feel like she gets that at home. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Her dad remarried and she doesn't like the woman and she doesn't feel like comfortable around her. And so now she's just like desperate for somebody to love her.
Yeah.
So sad.
It's really sad. And I loved too that the reason why Jane is unlucky in dating, it isn't because the author's like, oh, because she's fat. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, no, she's really fucking beautiful. It's mm-hmm. because she has this thing of like needing love so much because of her fucking family.
She gets like clingy and and committed too fast and scares them off.
And I loved too, that's the other where when she's going up, she comes in and she's got all these magazines and she's like kind of out of breath because she took all the fucking stairs because the elevator was broken. Mm-hmm. And the nurse,
exchange.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking.
Is it Cynthia?
Yeah, it's fucking Cynthia.
Jesus Christ. Well, Cynthia's like, you shouldn't have went up those stairs. And she's like, oh, really? You're anti-exercise? I thought all of you you medical types couldn't, obsessed with exercise.
Exercise would cure everything.
And she's like, well, you're not supposed to get it all at once. And I just love that, like, Jane can't be bothered. She's like, okay, whatever. Like, I loved that. I really loved the character Jane a lot.
Me too. She's really
She should have been the main character.
She should have been. I fucking hated Duffy.
Duffy sucked shit.
Ugh, just deeply unpleasant. The entire book.
Yeah.
Never does anything redeeming.
No.
Never.
And I get it that she is like attempted murdered left and right. But
I'm not saying she deserves to be murdered. I'm just saying that I don't like her.
Yeah. Because this is the other thing, like, there's been this like trend going around where people are saying like that it, you shouldn't, it was on Twitter, I shouldn't even fucking talk about it, but someone was like, oh, like, you people complaining about characters like dealing with their trauma, basically, like, they're traumatized and so they act in a way that shows them like dealing with it imperfectly, and then so you're criticizing them. But to me, I'm like, but I can still say if a character's being fucking annoying, yeah, you know, like,
there's she's a annoying.
Yeah, like, I get that she feels like helpless and frustrated, which, like, for sure, I would be fucking annoying too if like I was being gaslit by literally everyone I know and attempted murder.
One
left
thing
and right.
If she had a fucking personality before that,
yeah,
but she has no personality yes. ever except that she's really, really unpleasant and taking her frustration out about being in the hospital on everyone around her.
And you know what? She's unpleasant before she even gets a murder attempt on her.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
At no moment is she so mean. Does she have any personality other than ranting and raving and bitching
mm-hmm.
and complaining and being short with everyone around her. And I get that being sick makes you grumpy, but like, sure. This is a book.
Yeah.
Give your main character a personality.
Yeah.
And it's not even like, oh, main characters need to be likable, but this is not the sort of book where it's like, oh, we've got a complex like anti-hero. Like, I need
no,
to.
No, she's just I need really to give a fucking shit about unpleasant.
This person. Give me a reason to give a shit about this person.
There's like, and here's the other thing. Like, I know that like everybody has drama, trauma. I guess they also have drama, has trauma, and everybody has like shit that makes them the way they are. And I was thinking about this a lot because my sister and I and my mom were talking about someone that we know that like is extremely unpleasant, but had a very, you know, kind of a tough life, but is extremely unpleasant. And it's one of those things where we were like, I was just like, I don't know, man, like. I know like it's a reason for why this person's like very unpleasant, but at the same time, like,
it's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. And like, it's still like, you're still just like really fucking mean and rude. Like, you're a very unpleasant person. And I'm not saying you have to be smiling all the fucking time and like, you know, whatever, but like, literally anytime anyone says anything to this person, and even if it's something like nice, like, oh my God, congrats on this thing or whatever. They're like, well, you know, it sucks or whatever. And you're just like, okay, well, fuck me, I guess.
Sorry, I tried to like give you a felicitation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. So I do think, and I think that there's like this thing where a lot of times people think and like preach that like trauma excuses any kind of way that a person is. But I feel like people weaponize that a lot to like continue mm-hmm. to be however they want to be. It's like when
well, there are some people who get into therapy and then use their diagnosis as some sort of like get out of jail free card.
Yes.
On everything. And it's like, yes. I understand that like you may have been through something, but that doesn't mean that you get to put me through something.
Exactly. 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 It's a thing where it's like, I get that you have this trauma response. However, I am not the person that did anything to you.
Yes. And it's on you to heal from that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it just is.
That's just the way the world works, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. Everybody has their own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those people who are like, my therapist told me that I need to start putting myself first. And you're like, oh, wait, no. Not you. You know, not in that way.
Seek a different therapy because they are enabling all of your worst qualities.
Yeah. It's so interesting when it's in particular, like narcissists will like weaponize like clinical verbiage to mm-hmm. just to keep themselves in amber and like never have to change. And
never examine their behavior.
No.
Only use it to examine the behavior of everyone around them.
Yes. And if like somebody, victimize themselves over and over.
Like the people on Twitter who only ever talk about them being an empath in regards to being tired of listening to their friends.
Oh my God.
About their problems.
Oh my God. So
funny. Only ever bring it up in that moment.
Yeah. Well, and like, I know who you're talking about. And honey, that word empath never crossed my mind thinking about
in
you.
In regards no, to no, you, no. have never thought.
Have never,
would
have
never, have never, will,
never, will, never. Ever, ever, never, never.
If you are only talking about empathy in regards to using it as an excuse not to listen to your friends, maybe get a new therapist, one who like actually makes you examine your shit.
And also, like, literally, the proof is in the pudding. Like, we can literally look at the rest of your tweets and be like, oh, this person's not an empath. Like, it's right. It's like the it's like you're standing it like you are like fucking Patrick Bateman and you're standing drenched in blood and you're like, I'm not a killer. And it's like, but we're literally seeing like all of the evidence around
the blood.
It's all there. There is there is someone like running out of your fucking bedroom trying to escape and is about to like fall down some stairs.
Well, like, it's also the people who are constantly like giving inspirational pep talks to people on Twitter are some of the most hateful people I know.
Well, and it's really funny when someone does that. And we haven't seen this in a while, which thank fucking God, because like I think it's fallen out of
Or you and trend. I just muted everyone who does this.
Well, I just mean this specific verbiage.
Oh, okay.
Of, hey, you. Yeah, you. And I'm like, don't speak to me. Don't talk to me.
Not me.
You don't know.
I guarantee that whatever you're about to say has fucking nothing to do with my life.
Not me.
Has nothing to do with my life. Has everything to do with you wanting my like.
Yeah.
Like you're fucking campaigning for my vote. Get out of my face. Get out of here with your hey you. Yes,
and
you.
It's also really funny too. It's so transparent when someone's like trying to do an inspirational thing, right? But they can't help but like feed the need to like fucking jerk off where they're like, you know what? Life used to be pretty hard for me, but now that I've made it, I want you to know that you can do this too. And it's like, wait, what?
You can just say that you're really excited about what you're up to without trying to act are concerned about me right now.
Exactly. Well, and like, I just never really got
you want to make it about you, make it about you. That's fine. I respect somebody who's like, I'm super excited about this, or hey, I have an announcement about that. Great. I'm really happy for you. I don't need you couching it in these, I'm an inspirational figure fucking quotes.
Yeah. And on the same level as that, right?
It makes
if someone just like does a thirst trap and they're like, I look hot here, I'm like, oh, I went and got these pictures done. I love how I look. I'm like, okay, cool.
That's great.
Great. Good for you. I love that. But there are some where it's like, and it's usually a white girl, like, or tragic, let's just say a non-black person. Okay. I'm going to say a non-black person for this specific situation. Okay. And it's like, oh, like that yoga woman. Did I send you her Instagram?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, where you're
where
doing
like a lot of vagina in your face?
Yeah, like doing a full on like fucking spread eagle, like happy baby shit with the camera down the pipe hole. And then her being like, Black Lives Matter. I'm like, no. No. Like, yo, what? No.
Delete. Bad tone. Not the tone, not the pose. Not the pose for this tone.
Truly, truly deranged. Deranged. Or just like, you know, when people are like, you know, this is the other thing. Like, and I will laugh about this when people do like a thirst trap picture of themselves and they're like, happy International Women's Day. And I'm like, oh, like to yourself. Like, oh.
I'd like to wish myself a Merry International Women's Day.
To those who celebrate.
Well, it's also, those are always the same people who will post a picture of themselves and their friend for their friend's birthday. And they look hot and their friend looks like shit.
Friend looks like dog shit.
Like, could not have more of a candid, like, slack-jawed look on their face.
Yeah.
Like, kind of blurry. And then they just look like, just like perfect lighting, makeup on point.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're like, happy birthday, girl, ride or die.
Yes. Yes. And they're like, it's
goof them. Has gotten me through the last 20 years. And it's like, well, then couldn't you just have like chosen a better photo of her?
Like, didn't she literally. I don't think she knew that photo existed before today.
Yeah, she because certainly had never she. Seen it.
Had if anyone ever did that shit to me, I mean, I am very selective about like what I put on the internet in general, like on my Twitter or my Instagram or whatever. And like the idea of someone posting some like fucked up picture of me.
I simply don't have friends who would do that.
No, I don't either. I just don't let anybody like that close enough to me.
Yes.
Cause I'm like, I don't trust you. Like you. You give me everywhere. Really bad vibes. Really bad. I do not trust you.
Another of my favorite traits of this type
okay.
of person.
Sock it to me.
The constantly under attack.
Oh, they're saying that they're under attack?
Yeah, they're yeah, like, yeah. Oh my God. I'm getting people in the replies like really attacking me, and then they get nothing but praise, and then you'll look at the replies to see how they were being attacked, and it's somebody yeah. going like, I don't know, I think you should take this photo down.
Yeah.
It's like one person.
And okay, can I also say variation of this person?
Yes.
I'm losing followers because of this.
Yep. Yep.
I'm like,
yep,
yo, yep, what? Yep, why yep, are you yep, looking yep, yep, at your follower yep. account? Like, why? And I get it. This is some people's tweet, business. Because
it was like Jamila Jamil did this.
Yeah, this is on track. Yeah.
And I guess she was like, she said something like, when I talk about my days as a DJ, I get so many women doubting that I blah, 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 or something, and like coming for me in the comments. And God, I can't remember the wording of this tweet. I wish to God I could, but it was something about like Jamila fully embodying the personality type of like the like career you never had and harangued personality. I can't yes. remember the wording, but it was the like imagined victim.
Yes.
All
yes.
this imagined victimization where it was like, oh, the hypothetical victimized or something like that.
Yeah,
where she
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, it wasn't even like people were attacking her. It was like she imagined. She was imagining that oh, if she yes, said yes, something, yes, yes. somebody would.
Yes, it's like kind this. Yes, yes. It's like you preemptively imagine all of this, like attack, this backlash.
Yes, or it was something like I'm always like afraid to talk about my experience as
yes, yes, yes,
a
yes.
DJ because I get like so many people doubting I even did it. I'd get so many people doubting I even did it. It's like, okay, you've presented a hypothetical situation where you have like enemies.
Yes. Yes.
And have now like victimized yourself in your mind, but this did not happen.
No.
And now you're getting like likes and defenses of this thing that never even mm-hmm. occurred.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like just like so much work.
It's so incredible. I don't think I've ever she has a very interesting persona.
Mm-hmm. There are things she says where I'm like, oh, I really agree with that. That's smart. And then she has the like, I lose followers over talking about my days as a DJ and I advertise like poop tea or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I also don't care if she was ever a DJ. I don't think I feel like that's the other thing is that
remember this exact tweet.
There are so many people, though, that do that kind of thing, too, where they're like, oh, I just know that I'm going to get attacked if I talk about this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I literally don't care whether this thing is true about you or not. I don't think about you. I don't care about like I truly don't care if you were a DJ or if you were not a DJ. It means nothing to me because I have no opinions about you either way.
Oh, here's her tweet. And the wording I was trying to remember was the wording of the person who like nailed
oh, yeah,
the two
yeah.
the dueling personas she had going on. But her tweet was a lot of mostly women insisting I couldn't possibly have actually worked on my boyfriend's music and that he must have just credited me to be nice. I was a DJ for 8 years and studied music for 6 years before that. You are part of the problem of why women don't pursue producing.
Oh my God.
I wish I could remember. Maybe I can find
it. It's just like there is this kind of, it's like this projected, like they project out into the future, like, oh, well, I just know. It, you know what it is?
I found the tweet. It was, she has done so much for the arguing with imaginary people and creating delusional narratives about yourself communities, both of which I belong to intersectionally. She inspires me every day.
That's really funny. Well, there's, I've been there, right? Where you're fixating on something and you're just like stomping around, like having this imaginary argument with this person and getting mad at this hypothetical version of this
person.
I absolutely
do that in my head while I'm getting ready in the morning. I just don't tweet it.
Right. You just then move on and you're like, okay, that probably won't happen. And then it's fine. But it's just, there are so many times, I think it's just people need to text their friends.
Yes.
Like they just need, and I guess like just to get, like to be smaller in what they need. And I get it. It's hard, especially if you're famous, because then you like tie a lot of your self-worth to what people say about you because they claim that what they say about you is your self-worth. But yeah, I don't know.
But that's who Duffy is. 100%.
100%.
It's like victimized. She'd be in bed tweeting about the kind of treatment she's getting.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But and then she would rightfully be tweeting about how people are trying to kill her.
Which is true.
Yes, which is true and is discounted unfairly.
Oh my God.
So you can be both annoying and deserve to
live. You can be right. Yeah. You can be right, but also annoying.
Like all these people I've muted on Twitter, they deserve to live.
I'm not saying they should get killed.
I'm not saying they should be drowned in a shallow
shower. Or smothered with a pillow.
Or smothered with a pillow. Or pushed downhill.
Pushed downhill into a lake.
At Shutter Island.
Yeah, into the ocean.
Or like tricked into a non-working elevator.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's that was not, the first one.
Like the punishment should fit the crime. And the punishment for these crimes are just muting, not killing.
True. Have you and I talked about, because I was thinking about how you don't always have to tweet. And I'm thinking about Jeff Bezos.
The Leo thing.
That video is so.
Trying to like a clever. You is so embarrassing
because you know that he just watched that video on repeat and then was like fuming rage. Oh, also, so then in that video I was like, I wonder how tall Jeff Bezos and Leonardo DiCaprio are. So I looked it up. So it's interesting because somebody, one of them is definitely lying about how tall they are on Google.
One of them always lies and one of them always
tells the truth. But both doors lead to certain death. So, okay. So Leo, do you know how tall he is? Can you guess?
5'10"?
That was my guess as well. But guess what?
What?
6 feet.
You know what? That was going to be my first guess. And then I started thinking about him in his more petite 90s days. And I think when he was more petite, it made him seem shorter.
Right. Because he was just thin. Okay. Now. You remember seeing this video. You remember how Jeff Bezos comes up to like nips tops on.
I do now.
Yeah. He's very small.
I only watched it once, very brief.
Okay. I watched it a lot of times because I was studying a lot of the. I was studying the body language. I like to find, you know, oh, what does this mean? What does that mean? You know, kind of vibes. Where it was definitely like she was like, let's fuck. And Leo was kind of like, I need to walk away from you. And then Jeff Bezos was kind of like watching it all, or Bezos was like watching it all, kind of like, I feel threatened. I'm a Beetle man. Bezos. I feel threatened, but I'm also like the richest person ever, right? Is he the richest person ever? Or is it Musk?
Isn't it Gates?
What? Okay, hold on. Richest person ever. Okay. Richest person ever in history. What?
Modern.
Yeah, let's say modern. Let's say richest person in the world. Okay. So right now, you know what? No, Lindsay, number one, Elon Musk. Number two, Jeff Bezos.
Oh, it's Elon Musk because of the family fortune?
It's, he made a bunch of money recently. He made a bunch of money recently on something. I don't remember what. But he has $271 billion. Jeff Bezos has 205.
Ever so much more than he deserves.
And then get this. some fucker called Bernard Arnault and family is three. And then Bill Gates. Who is this Bernard person? What is his deal? Ultimate tastemaker, oversees an empire of 70 brands, including Louis Vuitton and Sephora. Oh, chairman and CEO of Moët Chandon, Hennessy, and Louis Vuitton. Okay, also hotels. What? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, fuck this. This guy, you know how he got so rich? Dad was rich.
Yeah.
Dad gave him $15 million. Dad gave him $15 million to buy Christian Dior in 1985.
Where'd his money come from?
Dad made a small fortune in construction. And I hate that it says small fortune because he gave him $15 million. Okay. Well, anyway, this guy and his family are three. And then Bill Gates is four. And then all of these people I've never fucking seen in my life. And then number eight, Mark Zuckerberg. Okay. Number nine, some fucking guy. Then Warren Buffett. Then a bunch of other fucking people. And then there's another family going on. Ooh, hold on. Girl boss. Richest woman in the world, Francoise Betancourt Myers.
Familiar.
Granddaughter of the founder of L'Oreal.
Okay.
Her mother used to be the richest woman in the world.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I was looking for that Bezos video. Something else played while I was scrolling.
Ooh. Michael Dell. Is he the Dell computer guy? Yeah, Dell computer guy. Fuck all these people.
Truly.
Fuck Truly all these fuck people. All. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, change. I see. Okay. Damn. Even like the, because some of it says $0 and I was like, what? But oh my God. All of these people, just give me money.
These rich people just like fucking hang out together all the time.
Do they?
There's a video.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Watch the fam. First of all,
I don't get why people were even like interested in this video to begin with, though. Is it like, it's like, it looks like he's like shushing Jeff Bezos. And I'm like, no. It doesn't look that way at all.
No, he's not. He's trying to extricate himself.
He's just talking and making a point. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so.
No, towards the end, though, like, he
Leo,
is.
Leo, come over here. I want to show you something. And he's by a sign that says danger, steep cliff, fatal drop. So this man can't make a joke to save his life because that was like, I want to show you something. This sign that warns you against
exactly, exactly. Off a
cliff, you stupid idiot.
This sucks. Shitty joke.
Fucking lame.
But how would okay? So now you've seen the video again. How tall would you guess Jeff Bezos is?
It's hard because Leo's like standing on a step.
Okay, so she steps. Okay, look. I know I've gotten officially.
I'm watching her step.
She steps up. Okay,
interesting.
She's not that much taller when she steps
up. Right. Okay, he is 5'6".
Internet says 5'7". I think he's probably 5'5", maybe 5'6".
I think he's for sure not 5'7", maybe 5'6".
Oh, so I'm learning now. I'm getting like some inside info that he stands on a box while everyone else sits, kneels, or
classic.
In pictures. Okay, now here's my other question. I'm just going to look up, okay, hottest billionaires. Hell yeah. Number one is a girl. Girl boss. Fuck that. No, okay. What I was going to say was, how tall is Mark? Oh, I have right here. It came up. How tall do you think Mark Zuckerberg is?
5'9".
5'7".
Okay.
Interesting. So anyway, that is
Fever. That is Twitter.
Yeah. That was Twitter. That is the Fever.
I would say skip this one.
Yeah, it's not Duffy even that quick of a read.
So obnoxious to spend this much time with. Yeah, and it wasn't that. It was like 187 pages.
Yeah,
it's a lot of pages for one of these books.
Yeah.
So apologies to Ms. Ho, but this is a skip for me.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a dud for her. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
We really appreciate you. And thank you to our Patreon, our Patreons, all our Patreons.
Oh, my God.
The word producers just automatically comes out of my mouth when I say Patreon. Thank you to all of our subscribers on Patreon. If you would like to be a subscriber and support the podcast as a whole, you get a lot of extra content there in thanks. Patreon.com/teencreeps. Special shout out to our Patreon producers who give at the $15 level because they are very generous. Thank you, Aaron Fernandez.
Adam Howitz.
Amanda Nangle.
Amy T.
Ann Dwyer.
Ashley Fritz.
Brian Petty II.
Claire Moore.
Courtney McPhail.
Danielle Amana.
Danny B.
Emma.
Aaron B.
Gabriela Santiago.
Gianna Fernandez.
Gwendolyn Ludovic.
Jeremy Kronk.
Jeremy Goodfellow and Marco Pavlicic.
Jessica Smith Harper.
Jessica Yu.
Jonathan Venable.
Karen Lewis.
I see now the thing I was talking about earlier, how the freaking formatting got all messed up. Hang on. Kat Miller.
Katie Lilly.
Katie Olsner.
Keith Anderson.
Kelly Burns.
Kodiak S.
Chris Darina.
Landry Desmond.
Larry Nguyen.
Laura Hooper.
Luke Bartek.
Mandalay Wolschlager.
Max B.
Megan Lozier.
Mel Leos.
Melody.
Micah Eunice.
Miguel Camacho.
Miranda Hester.
Molly G.
Molly Marks.
Nathan Gordon.
Noah Spargo.
Rachel Bessert.
Randy Klett.
Rebecca Goss.
Rogue Kalahua.
Saoirse Descaro.
Sarah Wallen.
Sasha Gibson.
Sylvie T.
Tristan Buckner.
Victoria Beck.
Victoria Gray.
And Victoria Valdez.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you to our two new subscribers.
Welcome.
We appreciate it.
We got a lot of really cool stuff on Patreon. Patreon.com/teencreeps if you want to join. And also just tell people about our show. Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to help us non-monetarily.
Yeah, that always helps. I know what I was going to do. I was going to say what book we're covering next week.
Mm-hmm.
We are covering The Dream Stalker by Barbara Steiner. We haven't done a Barbara Steiner in a long time.
Yeah, she wrote like Spring Break and
Christmas Killer and The Phantom. Yeah. Good or name. No, I'm sorry. Christmas Killer was Patricia Windsor, but she did do The Phantom.
Nice.
So thank you so much, everybody. We really appreciate you.
See you next time. Till then, keep it creepy.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Kelly Nugent, Lindsay Kaytai, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.